Welcome to this week's edition of Interviews with Entrepreneurs with me, Monique Chambers, here on Campus FM. Each week, I'll be discussing different issues and different ideas with entrepreneurs from Malta and overseas to help you change or start your own business. Welcome to this week's interview with entrepreneurs, which is slightly different this week. I'm Monique Chambers. I'm interviewing Joe Bartolo from the Takeoff Business Incubator. And you're going to tell us a bit, hopefully, about how people become entrepreneurs.
Oh. Actually.
Please.
Good afternoon, Monique. So entrepreneurs aren't genetically programmed to become entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Entrepreneurs can be taught how to become entrepreneurs. It's all about teaching them how to think about enterprise. And enterprise can be taught in a very logical sequence. And you're taught a formula whereby you look and consider risk. So this whole definition that possibly Mr. Google would give, that entrepreneurs are risk takers, is pretty wrong. Because all the entrepreneurs we know and we've seen are much more risk readers.
Okay.
And they're able to dissect what it's all about and say, this is a good thing and this is a bad thing. And they evaluate things. Therefore, they have a very keen sense of risk assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what Takeoff is and what the derivative of the Center of Entrepreneurship and Business Incubation is all about is actually teaching people how to do enterprise. So the center was set up in 2013. As the product of a European-funded project to set up a knowledge transfer office within the university.
So that's to get university ideas out into
the industry? It helps academics who have good ideas convert that cash that had been channeled into research and change the research into invoices.
Ah.
All right? And also the setting up of the Center for Entrepreneurship, which runs then its backbone masters in knowledge-based entrepreneurship, which I will describe shortly, and the business incubator. So the three are supporting each other in that we form people to help think about enterprise. We branch out to help academics reach out to get their ideas and connect with the people who are now the mentors, the immense, who are people who can do enterprise. So you have the innovator, the guy who invents, and the people who actually can run enterprise. And then finally, when those two click together, they can come and bring in the investor who will buy into the company to make it go. Because any enterprise requires money.
A little bit.
Without that, it's dead. So all three elements are now being not brought about haphazardly, but brought into being because they are grown and academically nurtured in some way or form.
So tell us a bit more about this Masters in Entrepreneurship. What kind of person comes along and applies?
Anybody under the sun, actually.
Okay.
So basically, the Masters in Entrepreneurship is a very, very unique Masters, which I can say the University of Malta is on the forefront in this. It's unique because it's a knowledge-based one. We encourage people from all strata, people running their own businesses even, or people who have not had a university education, but are now have many years of experience and suddenly realize their toolkit is really not sufficient to take them to the next phase. And enterprise building is a bit of a unique animal. It doesn't fall into the normal realms of understanding how the corporate works, because the corporate, and for example, an MBA is a very essential tool to have for people needing to have all the elements to be working in a corporate environment. However, setting up an enterprise just requires something else. You're taught during this Masters in Entrepreneurship all the elements that need to go in, and each one of these is taught very, very clearly. But then when you're doing it for real, it's a question of concurrency. All of these go live simultaneously.
Yes.
And then you start realizing, wow, I can't think serially. I've got to go not only parallel, but cyclic. And it's all very, very interesting. And another very interesting thing is that the Masters is run on 4 weeks of study, 1 week in October, 1 in November, 1 in January, and 1 in March. Now, people are saying, oh, that's a very short but they're very intensive. There are 5 days of intensive study, and in those you do 8 modules of study and exams, and you're given assignments which are absolutely related to what you need to do to set up your own enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
But then the beauty of it is that in January, you're asked, what is that area you'd like to set up a market feasibility study in? What is a market feasibility? You study what the competition is like, what you need to do, what is missing, what are the particular needs of the clients. And you study that not on your own, but as a mentored project with our chairman and our director. So it's with Professor Juanita Camilleri and with Professor Russell Smith, who are the mentors for that particular item. Following that, you hand that in at the end of June, and then you start your thesis. And your thesis is very special, and that is 25 pages of templated script which form your business plan.
Just 25 pages?
Uh-huh. But 25 pages that have been honed and churned and turned over and distilled, because the word count from those 25 pages plus the word count from your market feasibility study together form the word count for a master's dissertation.
Ah.
So with those combined together, you actually fulfill the requirements of the university for a master's, but you would have produced your own business plan, which is good to go and ready to go.
Okay.
I can tell you from my experience, I sent in my application to a grant-giving entity here in Malta, and it took me the grand total of 3 minutes to get it accepted.
Wow.
Because it had all the elements in place.
Mm.
And this is something that this university is able to do. Now, the beauty of all of this is that you hand in the dissertation at the end of September, and then in the first 2 days of October, you're asked to do your viva. And the viva is very, very different. It's a funding pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Because as part of your training during the course, you're actually taught how to do live pitch.
Right.
You are dropped into teams you've never worked in, because that's real life.
Mm-hmm.
People just are put into teams and they have to click together, really work and get things going. Because it's all about teams making progress. And therefore, you're honing your skills into being able to present to people and make the narrative convincing enough for them to put their hands in the pocket and say, I want to be part of you. Fine. So in the beginning of October, you have the same experience, this time with your examining board. And the examining board will be asked to be either business angels or venture capitalists, and you present yourself. And you've got 15 minutes, 10 slides, and 15 minutes Q&A, and that's it. It's a life-changing and transforming experience. So to date, we have had, right now we're running with cohort 8.
Mm-hmm.
We had 123 students graduating, and it looks very bright for the center, and in the way people are understanding this and making changes in the way they carry out things.
Okay. So once somebody has this master's, so they have a much better grounding in business itself. So whether they are working for themselves or want to work for themselves, create their own idea, they then have this business plan. Or if they're working within industry, they can probably develop a new section for their
company.
Exactly.
You hit it spot on, because there can be both entrepreneurship mm-hmm. and intrapreneurship. Many people say, no, it's not available for large corporates. Well, it is.
Mm.
Because large corporates work on having projects which need to make good business sense.
Okay.
There has to be no entity which develops anything which doesn't or isn't going to be sustainable. I cannot think of any product worldwide that has ever been developed that hasn't made money. All right? Bottom line. That's the bottom line. So if within an organization, a corporate, a project leader starts, look, this is, you're assuming you're going to be the founder, it's your idea, set the team up, let's make it work. And then the corporate structure will help shore them up with the things that they need. But the key founders would be within the team, and they're responsible to get it off the ground mm. within a limited time and with a limited budget. So it is exactly the same thing.
And this sort of also teaches you as well, because if you work in a big company, for example, you only know how you work. And you don't really know how the rest of the company in all those different departments, all those different job titles, who's important to who, if they don't touch your your job exactly.
Your job is exactly, exactly that. No, so very, very importantly, this type of training is not one for people who just want to go out and do it on their own. Mm. Yes, very well so. But it is also very important for people who are very creative within their own organizations and might not have found enough liberty or scope to be able to do it in a very structured manner. This helps them to have all the structure that's required and allow their bosses to be fully convinced that they can carry it out.
So you can present a business case.
Oh, very much so. Oh, very much so. We've seen 123 people coming in and changing. So I call it the sort of seeing the light on the way to Damascus and falling off the horse. Many people have fallen off their horses in these last now, 6 years since it's been going, because it was launched, as I said, in 2013. So it's a very, very important thing, and it's a very good addition to what is already available at the university. So we've had students from across the whole spectrum. We've had people who are teachers, academics, engineers, architects, lawyers, accountants, you name it.
So anything.
Anybody. And we've even had people who are coming now from family businesses, which are second generation, and they realize that as siblings, they need to change what their parents used to do, because they're not going to survive for a third generation. And they're realizing things have changed. We really need to up our game. So they need the tools to be able to do this. And that was also a very, very nice thing to add to our course.
Yeah. No, and I think as well in generational businesses, you just do it that way because it's always been done that way. And you don't know any different because you've only ever worked in this company.
And you have to build yourself up enough with the confidence and the foresight to convince your parents, who think that they still are the only people who can think up good things, that you are capable today. That's it.
Absolutely. Right. So if you've just joined us, you're listening to me, Monique Chambers, interviewing Joseph Bartolo from the Takeoff Business Incubator here at the University of Malta. So once you've done your master's, you go off, you start your business, or, you know, change your business by in starting something new. How else can Takeoff support people?
So normally, many people think that the first idea that drops into their head is the best thing that they've ever thought about.
I have 21. I have 21 on my spreadsheets.
Yes, I agree. So you realized also that's not necessarily the right thing. So what happens? After here, Takeoff has been actually set up to have people walking off the street, because people think that Takeoff as an incubator, as a business incubator on the university campus, is only meant for university students. Wrong.
Okay.
We actually take in any people from commercial enterprise or social enterprise.
Okay.
From any strata whatsoever.
I see.
So if you have an idea, just go to our website at www.takeoff.org.mt. Click on sign up. Send us a question, submit, and you just give us a few details and we'll set up an appointment and we'll talk.
Okay.
I will just go through what is it that is your know-how. What do you think your customers really need? Is there actually a market for you? Do you see value for your customers?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see value for your enterprise? If you can't answer those questions, then we need to think harder, because most of the people who do come in actually stop at number one. Can they do it? No.
Ah.
No.
Some but people you can coach people through that.
So that's exactly what we do. Ah. So we have programs, the first one is actually that's for germination, in which we ask very, very few succinct questions and help them break out of this is the best thing that's ever happened in the world. All right? It's because most of these people are actually very, very, very passionate, and that's highly commendable, because that's the way it has to be, because when stuff happens later on in the day, you really have to have that inner force that drives you on. But you have to be extremely pragmatic. And by that I always mean, look, what's your runway going to be like? What's your cash flow going to be like? What's coming in, what's going out? Is this going to be a flash in the pan? Oh yes, I'll sell it to one customer and then what? Because some people erroneously come up with, oh no, that's not a problem, I will make this and they will come. No, that's only in the films, and it really doesn't happen in real life. You have to know what your people really need.
And how to tell them.
Exactly, and how to get it out there. So that's our first program. So people are having this germination. Then, after that, you come in and can continue to incubate. As we said, we're an incubator. What does it do? We have space for people who can actually want to enroll with us over a number of years. And it's only for very, very basic costs, so €35 per month. And people can come in and have a shared space and have a mentoring session once a month and be able to discuss with us what it is they're doing to develop their programs. If they graduate and require space within the incubator, then there are offices which can be made available, but that's at the later stage. So first, you take things one step at a time. But what's important about the incubation period? Incubation is not just one touch. And many times you also see that people might have been able and might have been successful in getting themselves a bit of a grant. And then what happens? You still need to be guided along. We don't want you to waste your money. We don't want you to waste time. So get things moving and getting moving in the right direction. So that's why incubation is a continuum. It helps you accelerate quickly to that point where people call it acceleration. Acceleration is when you achieve milestones, meaningful milestones, very, very quickly, and then are preparing yourself to launch and get people on board more as equity. And in that stage, you don't only need to have forecasts, which is telling you what you need to do, but then you have to consider sector-specific strategies. It's how you're going to do it.
Okay.
So you see there's a whole graduation from germination, incubation to acceleration. Many people out there just bandy names around, but we have developed the right way of actually seeing this. It's a gradual growth, right? And the way people have to think about doing an enterprise.
And do you not find, because of the types of people, like you said, they're passionate, they're, you know, entrepreneurial spirit, they get a bit frustrated with a framework or taking it, is it slow to get through this framework? Is it something that you can actually do in a relatively quick pace?
Look, it depends on how much they want to work. Mm. When people walk in the door, we have set aside 1 hour, right? If you hit them with the right questions, they'll either realize that they might have got it wrong or they need to change. 95% of the people who actually come in, and we do many, many, many of these every year, let's say 95% walk out with a smile. Shoot, I hadn't seen this. Mm-hmm. I was heading in the wrong direction. I'll take care of this. And then probably after a couple of weeks or a couple of months, they'll come back. I've thought about something else. I think I'm going to do this. So it's great. We save them because we're totally against the culture of fast to fail.
Yeah, I don't like that idea.
We always say it's speed to succeed. So, yes, I understand you need to hurry up, but you also need to plan. You don't need to have a full business plan. You just need to have 9 points. You just need to have a value plan. It's a bit of an engine which has been tuned, and you know that it's going to work.
Okay.
And it runs, and it runs well. All right, so now we can build onto that. And building onto that means you put in management and control. But that's at the later stage. You don't need to consider all of that at the very, very beginning. So we start off with 4 questions, and then there's a fifth. It's a bonus one because people say, reason being, yes, you can do it. Yes, there are people who need it. And yes, there's value, and there's value for the enterprise. But then really, do I want to do this every day? And that's very, very, and that's very, very important because there are times when people just run out of steam. And what do you do? So consider it well, considering what you need to do, and then move on. But these programs are based on the research that Professor Russell Smith has done for the last now 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been using that, myself as one of the ex-alumni of the center.
Okay.
And I disseminate this towards the people within us. So in the last 3 years, we've had around about 52 companies coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we have about 22 small startups, very, very diverse.
So what sorts of companies are you helping at the moment? You're saying they're diverse. What sort of things?
So we've had graphic designers, we have games builders, we have website designers, we have people with social enterprise, we have had people who produce ice cream, we have people who are currently producing craft beers, we have people who are doing innovative things with plastic recycling.
Okay.
ecotourism, a lot of people. So I mentioned social enterprise, and this is a very, very important point. So for the last 3 years, Takeoff has been partnered up with the Malta Social Impact Awards. So we help the people that are chosen, that have applied for the Malta Social Impact Awards over the summer months, and we teach them how to look at enterprise.
Okay.
So that they, because they're all coming from volunteer organizations, people who are very passionate about certain social impacts that need to be achieved, but they need to change their thinking into ensuring that the money they get, they're able to keep going and going and become sustainable in the long run. It's very good to have a component of that coming in from CSR, but there's only so much CSR that can actually go around. So what happens when that particular sponsor doesn't cough up for a particular year?
How to use the money more wisely than you would do usually.
And let's be very clear about it. Mm. Social enterprises have an enormous responsibility in that they're not doing things for the shareholders. Mm. They're doing things for people who really, really need it and can't afford it. So those people don't pay anything, but they have to be wise enough and creative enough to find streams that are coming from elsewhere. Mm. So for the last 3 years, we've helped the teams that went through the social impact course think about doing enterprise. And it's been an enlightening experience all the time. We've also, in the last 3 years, round about helped our enterprises and the ones in social enterprise, all in all, garner about just under €1 million worth of funding.
Wow, okay.
So if you total that up, yes, all these people have done all of this in the last 3 years.
Here at the University of Malta.
Yes.
That's quite cool.
Yes, it is.
That's quite cool. So what's the future then? What's the next thing that you offer? So you give them this incubation, you mentor them monthly.
Yeah.
What happens next?
So we are currently involved in an Interreg project known as I Know. And as an offshoot of that, we've done a number of things. Primarily, the University of Malta was responsibilized with preparing a set of instruction manuals and instruction guides, and to help people from Malta and Sicily think about enterprise. And we've done the modules of study, we've executed them here in Malta twice over for 80 hours, and also, importantly, have disseminated it to other parties. We've done the training of the people who teach entrepreneurship at MCAST. And we've passed on the same modules to the education department here at the university that has a center for technical training and entrepreneurship. So they also have that material. But all this material now has been turned into video and is available on our YouTube channel through our website under resources.
Okay.
So people can listen to very short 4 to 6 minute videos. It's a sort of podcast telling you how to look at enterprise. Mm.
It's the sort of thing you can listen to in the car. You don't have to watch them.
When you watch them, you're watching slides, but you're hearing full-on narration. And it gets into you, and you understand exactly what it is to do enterprise. We believe it's the first worldwide for any incubator to actually have this source of resource being made available free of charge to anybody.
Okay, that's really cool.
Also, on the back of that, we'll be running MedFest on the 14th of December.
What's MedFest?
So MedFest is the culmination of work that we've been doing, and that we've brought up the people from the Masters in Entrepreneurship to be men and men's who are able to do enterprise. Mm-hmm. And we've brought together people who also have innovative ideas and bringing them together with the investors.
So it's an
investor event whereby all these three will be together. We'll have four teams from Malta. So these were the application closed on the 20th of October. We've had calls from Malta and there were calls in Sicily. But the University of Malta has been responsibilized to select and do the master classes for both cohorts. So we've just done the cohort in Sicily. The shortlisting has been done there and the masterclass has been done also. Now, in these days, we're doing the one for Malta, and within a couple of weeks, will be also doing the master classes here in Malta.
Okay.
So they'll all be ready and primed for the 14th of December. And in that, we'll be having the Italian teams coming over, the Sicilian teams, and there will be four Maltese teams and four Sicilian teams.
Fantastic.
They're not competing against each other, they're competing on their own right.
Uh-huh.
Within the invited audience, there's a small invited audience, there'll be investors. Don't need to show themselves because there's going to be a panel of experts who are going to ask particular questions to try and suss out what's good or bad with this.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are breakout rooms and the investors privately can go and talk to whoever they like. And if they like it, they like it. If they don't like it, they don't like it. But it really is, it all depends on how good your team is and how good you are to actually make that business narrative flow.
Okay.
And get people to understand it.
So if you've got somebody out there listening, they can literally just contact you via the website, so takeoff.org.mt.
Very much so.
They could just ask for more information, come and have a coffee with you,
That's
talk about their
it.
Idea.
No problem at all.
And then you can take them through your various frameworks?
Whatever needs to be done. We also have printed material that we've also produced on the back of this project,
mm-hmm.
Which acts as a manual. So it all ties in. We'll soon have another one as a guidebook for social enterprise,
mm-hmm.
and we'll also be issuing another book, which is actually the 101 of how to start a company here in Malta, the nitty-gritty. And with that, we're doing in collaboration with Malta Enterprise, who are partners in most of the things that we're doing.
Fantastic. So anybody can come in, whether you talked about ice cream makers, beer makers. Your Christmas parties must be really fun.
Not really.
But no, so really, it's anybody from field.
Anybody with
expats, Maltese.
You'd be amazed.
Young, old.
Many expats come in. Many students, foreign students who are here, who have ideas. But we take care of anybody. So we've had people who wanted to start a car wash business. We've had people who wanted to set up foundations. We just help them along to flesh out their thinking. And because you're coming from a different viewpoint and can suss out possibly defects or deficiencies in the logic, you just point it out. We don't tell people what to do.
They have to work it out.
We just point them in the right direction because they have to do the decisions. The enterprise is theirs.
Mm-hmm.
They have to take responsibility for what they do.
At the end of the day.
Full stop.
Excellent. Well, it's been really, really interesting talking to you. That's Joe Bartolo from the Takeoff Business Incubator here at the University of Malta. And I've been Monique Chambers. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to this week's Interviews with Entrepreneurs with me, Monique Chambers, here on Campus FM. I'd also like to thank Carmela Gregg and Redent Abdillah for the production of this show. The show is aired every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. and repeated every Friday at 7:30 p.m.